This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The end of the world might be coming.
Cool.
The end of the world might be coming. They say they've got it. But before I get to the end of the world, the end of Batman might be coming. Batman director says Robert Pattinson can't stop wearing the black goth eyeliner underneath his eyes. Emo eyeliner. Now, the truth of the matter is that every Batman has black makeup under the eyes. That's the truth.
So. Really?
Well, yeah, because otherwise, you know, the cowl... You know what I mean? Except for I don't think Adam West ever wore black eyeliner because his face was, the mask was blue. You know what I mean? But with Batman, they always put a little bit of black makeup. But the difference is that in the other Batman movies, he would take the cowl off and the black makeup would be gone. You know what I mean?
Yep.
With this one, they're going to keep it on. Because which I actually respect, Matt Reeves, the director, said he wants Batman... When the cowl comes off, to look like it would be like if you were out there fighting crime wearing a heavy Kevlar suit. You're sweaty, you're grimy, and whatever eyeliner you put on underneath is still going to be there. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because when he becomes Bruce Wayne, he's all buttoned up and looks all
exactly
fresh and clean and lovely. And if you're out there fighting crime in this hot suit, you'd be sweaty and disheveled.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, wow, especially with Keaton's Batman, that suit, I don't even think you could really move in that suit. When Christopher Nolan took over, he wanted to make sure that it was all realistic, so he wanted a suit that could actually, somebody could move in, which is where they came up with the Kevlar concept. And then so this suit, too, is the same thing. You could actually wear it and fight crime if you wanted to, if you were of that mindset. But you're going to get hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boy, and, people, you know, the black eyeliner is going to be there.
People put a lot of thought into this.
They did. Now, when the director, Matt Reeves, when he was writing this, he actually said he would listen to grunge music. He listened to Nirvana.
Yeah.
And particularly was inspired as he was writing by the idea of, and they use this song. They actually use the song. If you ever see the original trailers, they use the song Something in the Way by Nirvana.
Yep.
He said he was inspired by that song. He wanted to make Bruce Wayne, instead of him being this playboy who had not a care in the world, much more of a dark and angry kind of grungy kind of a guy. So that's where this comes from. But the good news, though, is that it's not like they're not trying to make him, you know, into a girl or anything like that with the eyeliner. That's just to help conceal his identity.
Gotcha.
The thick black, it's not even eyeliner, it's just black makeup underneath his eyes. You know?
I think there's a part of Robert Pattinson that likes wearing black eyeliner.
I think Robert Pattinson, if he had his way, would always wear black eyeliner, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when I saw the comparison with that Nirvana song and how the, you know, director or whatever said that he was listening to, like, he based the theme of this movie off of that, I was just like, oh man, this is gonna be because that Something in the Way song is so depressing and dark. Like,
but really, Batman is not it's not a chipper story.
No, I get it.
The guy, his parents get gunned
get
down
it.
When he's a child right in front of him.
No, I get
he
it.
Winds up getting raised by his butler.
And then
he lives a double life fighting crime and can't keep a girlfriend because she's also a freaking cat. So it's not exactly an uplifting tale.
So who are the villains in this? Everybody.
The whole rogues gallery's in this one. Catwoman, Penguin, and the Riddler.
How are they going to do Penguin without making it cheesy? Like doing the Danny DeVito, wah, 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 you know what I mean?
I don't think they'll do the Danny DeVito. I don't think they'll do that.
You know what I mean, though?
Like, I don't think he'll be eating raw fish.
That's what I mean. It's, I mean.
They handled in Nolan's Batman, they handled Joker very well because they said the reason why he wears makeup is it's like war paint.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, how do you get around the fact that a criminal puts on makeup before he goes out and speaks to the gang members? You know what I mean?
Yep.
A lot of the gang members would be like, dude, why are you wearing makeup? So he did it. That was the thing. It was like he was wearing war paint.
Gotcha.
I don't know the Riddler. I mean, the Riddler is a serial killer in this one, like a savage serial killer. So it's like the Zodiac. I think he's based on the Zodiac killer, actually.
I know you guys are going to both disagree with me, and Rich, you're the comic book movie expert, not me. But I thought the best portrayal of the Riddler was in the series Gotham. I think they nailed that guy.
I never really watched it, to be honest with you.
It wasn't as dark as what this new movie is going to make the Riddler, but I think they did a better job than what Jim Carrey did.
Well, Jim Carrey was terrible. Jim Carrey ruined the Grinch. I mean, how can you ruin the freaking Grinch? Jim Carrey's just so over the top and terrible. But this character in this movie, because it's much more of a crime movie, and I think they based him on the Zodiac Killer. If you look at what the Zodiac Killer, in some of the early depictions of him, of what he would wear, the one guy that survived the shooting depicted him as a guy who wore an all-black suit with a face covering, and it had like a Zodiac symbol on his suit. In fact, years ago in California, this guy claimed that his dad was a Zodiac killer, and he said he found in his attic or behind a bookshelf or something that suit that the Zodiac killer wore. Well, the Riddler's suit in this one looks very much like that. Instead of the Zodiac killer, like the Zodiac symbol on his chest, he's got a question mark.
Yep. Yeah, I just sent you a piece Matt Reeves discussed last month about his inspiration for the Zodiac killer for the Riddler.
And if you see the picture, like if you go and you look at the pictures of the Zodiac Killer, like particularly when he was in, if you ever see the movie too, Zodiac, which is a great film, and you see when he comes to the park, there's this couple, and they're at Lover's Lane in this park, and he walks over them, he's wearing this black, it's kind of like a, you know, it's his face is concealed, he's got this chest concealed in black, holding a gun, and he's got the Zodiac symbol right in the center of his chest. So that's good. That's where it's going. And I'm glad because realistic is good. Penguin, I don't know, because again, I don't know if he's going to base that in a serial killer or more of like a crime boss, which I think it's going to be. And like Penguin will be like a nickname that the guys gave him, Tommy Two Times going to get the papers,
Well, are we going to, like, does Batman, do you think this Batman's going to have that over the top voice that Ben Affleck and Christian Bale kind of, you know, I just can't take that over the top voice.
No, the Christian Bale voice, sound like Cookie Monster a lot of times. Swear to me.
Christian Bale was like terrible, but Ben Affleck just ruined it. You know what I mean? So,
well, Ben Affleck ruins everything.
I know.
Susie told me I should watch the movie The Tender Bar on Netflix.
Yeah, I was going to watch that the other day.
No interest.
Really?
The only way I'd watch is if it is in the movie, Ben Affleck took a bottle and smash it over his own head.
I don't. That's not right. I mean, he's been in okay movies. There's some few, right?
So Matt Reeves acknowledges that yes, he's based the character of the Riddler on the Zodiac Killer. I mean, he looks just like him. It's just that it's a green look versus a black look. That's going to be great. I mean, I'm excited about this because I think that anytime you can make these movies realistic, then that's great. So
who's playing the Riddler in this? Do we know?
Paul Dano.
Oh yeah, and then Paul Dano. Colin Farrell is the Penguin.
Paul Dano. One second. Paul Dano is great. He was in the movie. If you ever see the movie about the guys that escaped from the jail,
yes,
he's one of the characters in that. He's one of the actors in that. And so I think it was Showtime. Escape from Donnamora. He plays one of the prisoners there. He's great in that. He's done a lot of good stuff. He's a very, very talented actor. The Penguin is going to be much more of a mob boss. He's not going to be like, you know, I don't think there's any waddling. I think it's more that he looks like a penguin.
Gotcha.
Like, I have a good friend I call the Walrus because he looks just like a walrus. And I think it's going to be more like that.
Gotcha.
It's like he looks like a penguin. Like, people call him that as like a, you know, behind his back kind of a thing.
Gotcha.
So.
I know this Paul Dano, and I think he is a good actor. So he was in There Will Be Blood.
Two different characters in There Will Be Blood. It was great.
I want to see his, like, what he looks like as the Riddler. I'm just looking at it now.
Well, what you see is a dude who looks exactly like the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, because you don't see his face at all.
Oh my God, that looks creepy.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's great because if Batman can catch the Zodiac Killer, then we can get Ted Cruz off the hook after all these years. So that's good. Ted Cruz is very happy by this.
It's true.
It would be amazing if he took if the Riddler took his thing off and he looked like Ted Cruz underneath. And Matt Reeves just said, I'm going all the way in on the Zodiac Killer thing. Yeah. Going all in.
Yeah, no, he looks creepy. This looks cool.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I think it's going to be a badass crime movie. It just happens to have a dude dressed up as Batman in it.
And when is it supposed to come out?
March.
Cool. Wow, so soon. Awesome.
I think March 4th. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, looks good. I'm excited. We need a good movie. We need a big movie because movies have been getting killed. I have a study here that was done on the entertainment industry. Oh, man, this Omicron thing has hurt them big time. I got this email. So 53% of small businesses say Omicron has hurt their recovery. And at the top of the list, entertainment. 90%.
Wow.
They say it got killed by Omicron. I mean, I'm telling you, the movie and I know, and I have this conversation with my friends all the time. I hate Hollywood. The last thing any of us want are for movie theaters to go under. I'm telling you right now, you don't want these big movie theaters to be empty. You don't want to lose the jobs. You don't want to lose the revenue and the tax base and everything else. Your property taxes will go up. The movie industry is a very important part of America's economy. It's one of the things we export in this country. We export movies. We have a lot of people who work on those movies. They never say a damn word about politics because their politics is probably your politics. The guys who build the sheds and the stages and the guys who hold the mic. You think that guy holding the key grip thinks the fact that Robert Pattinson wearing black eyeliner in his normal life is cool? No, he does not. The key grip guy's like, you know, this freak likes the eyeliner, right? You think the electrician working on these movies agrees with when these start? You know, the electrician's the guy at home who doesn't watch the Oscars. He goes, I work with this a-hole. I don't need to hear what he says tonight. I know what he says on the set all day.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, right.
Very good.
That guy was drunk half the time on the set. That's what I should say to TMZ. Yeah. TMZ, call me. Those are the people whose jobs I'm talking about. Yeah. And so they got entertainment got killed because people stopped going to the movie theaters because they said, oh, you know, I don't want to. And that's a shame. Restaurants, 80% took a big hit, a really big hit because of Omicron. People stopped going out to dinner. 80% of restaurants have been hurt by Omicron. I would argue also by vaccine mandates because a lot of people just don't want to deal with it. A lot of people don't want to come in the city and have to deal with the vaccine mandate. And they just don't want to deal with having to show their cards and everything else. So, you know, all these things factor in. I was a story today about Philadelphia restaurants. They got killed during Omicron. The open table numbers of reservations show that all the restaurants in the city have been down big time. I predicted that. I told you that was going to happen as soon as they put in a vaccine mandate. But even if that and Omicron together at the same time, I think has been really bad for restaurants, too. They're all hoping that Valentine's Day is going to turn it around. So, you know. Wait, Reeves said the Penguins inspired by Fredo?
Yeah.
Chris Cuomo?
Yeah, yeah.
Like as in Chris Cuomo or Fredo from The Godfather?
No, Fredo from The Godfather.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you said he looks like a boss, so it kind of makes sense. Or a mob boss.
It makes sense, right?
So.
Look at that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. I'm excited. I mean, that's going to be anything that could make it realistic is what I like. That's what I like. You know what I mean? I like the realism of it all. It makes me very, very happy.
Hashtag and, less waddling.
Yeah, we don't need any waddling. There'll be no fish eating.
Fish eating.
There'll be no Christopher Walken playing Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Best part of Batman Returns, Christopher Walken as Christopher Walken. All right, listen, my friends from Professor Gatsby's are going to be coming over today to service my furnace. I'm excited about that. They do great work, and they're going to treat your home like it's their home. You know why? Because they have hundreds of five-star reviews and a 100% customer satisfaction rate. That's unbelievable. Nobody gets that anymore. Well, Professor Gatsby's does, because this is a local small business, and they take great care of you. And right now, Professor Gatsby's is offering up to $1,500 off a full system replacement, even discounts on replacement items for your heater. So you got to keep it running smoothly, especially with this cold weather, because if it's not running smoothly, you're going to be paying more. And if you need a new system, think about it. It might save you money in the long run. That's what I think is always the thing. You get one of these more efficient systems, and then year after year, it just pays for itself. And with $1,500 off, it's the best time to think about it. So just go to profgatsby.com, profgatsby.com. They're going to treat your home like it's theirs. They're going to treat my home like it's theirs today. I'm excited. I like these guys a lot because they're local, and they care about their company and they care about their customers. They haven't gone super huge like a lot of these other companies have. They still remember their roots, and I appreciate that. Professor Gatsby's ProfGatsby.com.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.